When you build a sutra, the first thing you do is you just build the walls. Then you put the schach on the walls. People may think to do the walls as considered according to halacha, it's simple, but it is not. People think the only complication is the schach or whatever, but it's complicated to know exactly how the walls are supposed to be.
I think it's really getting. Do you see sukkahs that are improperly walled?
Yes. No question about it. And people, when they make the sukkah in the front yard, they have to carry the food from the house to the sukkah, and in order to do that, they are supposed to make sometimes an error. They should be able to carry in the front yard. So people make a sukkah. It's also complicated. But then people think that since to be able to carry in the front yard, you have to have four walls or three walls or something. So the same thing is also by a sukkah. So the same rules that will be affected according to the halacha for the walls of the eruv, the same rules will be affected for the walls of the sukkah. But they are not the same. Sometimes the walls of the eruv is sufficient for the eruv but not for the sukkah, and sometimes they are sufficient for the sukkah and not for the eruv. Obviously, all the details of it, 1 hour is not enough, and maybe not even several hours. But at least, in order to have a general understanding, we will discuss the main rules of walls that are supposed to be for an Erev, for be able to carry on Shabbos, and walls that are supposed to be for the kosher sukkah. In order to make it easier, because it has to picture it, and it's sometimes hard when you go from one picture of a place to a second picture, so we have here a drawing of 7 kinds of walls. On each one of them, we will discuss the halachas of Eruv, what if you are allowed to carry in these walls on Shabbos, and the halachas of sukkah if you are allowed to eat in these walls under the schach. Some of them will be kosher for the sukkah and not for the Erev. Some of them will be kosher for the Erev and not for the sukkah.
Does that mean that it's possible that so there's a kosher sukkah but you should not be allowed to carry inside the sukkah on Shabbos?
Yes, no question about it. And this is something that we're going to discuss today, to have the general
view. The sukkah is on the foot, it's not a problem.
No, we're speaking about in a yard where you're not allowed to carry. So let's take number one. Number one is the most simple one of 3 full walls where the fourth wall is completely open. So let's see how it is for the sukkah and how it is for this Shabbos. For the sukkah, the din is that it is kosher. You have 3 walls, you don't have a fourth wall, you have schach on it, you could eat in it. But, says the Ramo, that since the rules of sukkah are somewhat complicated and people are mistakenly easy in making it not the proper way, so therefore, lahatchila, no one should rely on all these kosher sukkahs, and we should always try to have 4 full walls, only with a passage in one of the walls. So these 3 walls is kosher, not only with the Raisi, even with the Rabbonim. But in the time of the Ramo, they saw that people are mistaken, so therefore, he wrote that it's better each one, la'atchila, everyone shouldn't rely on 3 walls, he should have four walls with only a passage to come in and come out. That's for Sukkot. What is the din for Shabbos? When you have the front yard, you have...
Just a second. The fourth wall is enough Zayin Tochit? According to the Ramon?
Just to Red Mardi.
According to the Ramon?
Yes, see, it's only the Chathila.
No, no, you heard, I feel a bit.
The
sign talking
is
out.
Yes.
Make sure. The default wall is a
bit of a chile. But we will get to that when you'll see in picture 5. You'll see that we will get to this.
Oh, it's a thing. So how much sign for him? Or
I don't know. This is not a film. He just says, don't rely on 3. Walls, do 4. He doesn't say what the 4 walls. Oh, and it's not a rule of halacha. It just, he says, do it. So you could say it any way you feel.
Okay.
If we're talking Basuke, we'll soon see in that Basuke, if we need anything, it's 7. We'll see it in the next.
Oh, fear and close to see.
Oh, fear, whatever, we'll discuss that later. Now let's see what is 3 walls the din by Shabbos. By Shabbos, midi raise you are allowed to carry in between the 3 walls. Midi rabbonon you are not allowed to carry the 3 walls. Why? Why is it midi raise you are allowed? Because midi raise is it a teshus ha-yochid? Not necessary. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. We're speaking about the same case of 3 walls, 3 full walls, and nothing on the 4th wall. Sometimes it's a Reshus HaYochid, sometimes it is a Karmelis. In any case, we are allowed to carry them in a tail, because even in a Karmelis you are allowed to carry them in a tail. But sometimes it's a Reshus HaYochid, that if you carry out from there to Reshus HaRabim, you're higher. And sometimes it's a Karmelis that if you carry out from there to Reshus HaRabim, it's potter. When is it a Reshus HaRabim? When is it a Reshus HaYochid? If it is open to a Reshus HaRabim, to a main street, like Eastern Parkway, you have 3 walls open to Eastern Parkway, it's not becoming a driveway that goes out, like usually from the houses, goes in and out a driveway, straight into Eastern Parkway. Eastern Parkway is probably real Reshus HaRabim in any way you look at it. So therefore, this driveway has a din of a Karmelis. If it is open to a side street or a dead end street, that is certainly not a Reshus HaRabim, but is a Karmelis, so that 3 walls become a Reshus HaRabim. That's with the Reis. With Rabbonon, you're not allowed to carry in it, unless you do something for the 4th wall. What do you have to do for the 4th wall to be able to carry on Shabbos? There are 5 different things. In the drawing 2, we have the same 3 walls, but we have from the top to the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 5 ways how we are doing. No, doesn't matter. But it will matter if it's less than 10 amos.
The front wall piece of fracture is closed.
And the side.
And the back.
And the back.
To the back.
To the garage. So it's a wall.
So it's closed.
That's not considered 3 walls. We're speaking about 3 walls. One is open to the street.
So that means that you think about the forest is to the street.
We are not going to discuss too much in details the thing of the roof, but
the
Din Yonim, we'll discuss it later, but not in too specifically, because if we discuss all details in detail, we'll never end. But we will mention that case of the roof, even though I didn't look at it. Because in addition to these 5 ways of doing a wall, there is a 6th way of having a roof, and then you say, Fiti Kroyere the Seisom. But I didn't get into that because I'll never. But with the city, we do not say that. by the sukkah, piti created the seisan, there is a machlekes, if it helps, and certainly the sukkah is not a pitikro, but if there is another pitikro in addition to the sukkah, and it's higher or lower, then there is a machlekes, and we are not doing it. So, that's enough to show you that the whole subject of pitikro realization is a subject for itself, and if we get to all these details, we'll never end. So I decided not to go into that subject. Well, we have enough without that subject just to get the basics of the rules of the walls. So we are speaking about the three walls. What is the fourth wall that we need for AAF? The first one is two partial walls with a passage in it. This wall is called Emet Keporutz, or Emet Meruba Latorutz, which means that the wall in front is more than the open space, and that's a sufficient wall. We are using it every day in all of our porches in front of the house. Most of the porches here in the neighborhood, in the front of the yard. So what we have there, we have three walls, and the wall to the street is only half, and on the side you have stairs to come down on the porch to the street. The only reason why you are allowed to carry on the porch, if it's a high porch higher than 10 feet from outside of the porch, the only reason is because the wall in front is more than half.
It's lower. If it's higher, is no problem.
Yeah, but the, it's higher still the stairs, but the stairs is not higher. So why are you allowed to carry, usually the door of the house is in front of the stairs. So why are you allowed to carry from the house to the porch? Well, the minute that you go out from the house, you are in front of the street and there is no wall in front of you. So the fourth wall is being sufficient wall when you have the more than half of the front wall is a wall. The threat is another subject, and obviously the pastors Memnon Alephoskim with Twintere Hochet others is Hastnishkivant. The stairs is not a sufficient wall, so therefore it's only the wall that you have on the part of the porch that makes you allowed. No, certainly you're not allowed to. If there is nothing in front of the yard, in the front of the yard. As a fan, they like but you need it in front of the three vent, you need something. So it's not enough.
The steps is considered as a wall if there is between the height of the steps from the bottom, if it's less than 4 tvachim in high use.
That's a nice idea, but there is no question that the halacha is that it is not so, and it does not help us to be as a wall, even if it's big steps, and we'll discuss soon. Even more steps. Yes, there are people that think so, they'll say so, but there is no question that it's not sufficient. And there's a lot of posting say so, and a lot of fires. So we do not rely on the steps. The reason why we carry on the porch is because we have the Emet Meruba on the porch. The second way is to have as we see in two, that we have a Turas HaPesach. Turas HaPesach means that it is a form of a door that you have two mezuzahs and a mashkin. The same thing here, you have two beams and a string over it. So it's Turas HaPesach. That helps sometimes even when the Emet Meruba on the porch does not help. Because the Emet Meruba on the porch, the opening is allowed to be less than 10 amos, which means less than 15 feet. If you have stairs of a porch that are wider than 15 feet, there is nothing helping if you're having Emet Meruba Laporot or not, or you do anything else. The only way to do it should be proper is only by a Turas HaPesach that could be even by more than 10 feet, 10, 15 feet. So therefore, there was always a problem in 770, where you have the stairs that are going from the porch towards Kingston, and the stairs that are coming from Eastern Parkway down to the shore. They are both wider than 15 feet. So a lechi that we'll discuss soon or anything else would not help. Even a Emet Merubah Leporos will not help. The only way it helps is a Kuras HaPesach, which would be complicated because it's not the nicest thing to have constantly a shara in front of the steps. So in order to be able to make, we should be able to carry on the front porch, the latest front porch of 770. And in order you should be able to carry downstairs on the steps till the top step, we built a special way by putting the rails from the top to the bottom. That is a wall that breaks in the opening into two, in a way that each opening stays less than 15 feet. That's how we do it. We did it on the steps that are coming down. They are about 25 feet, so we put one wall rail in the middle. We divided it in two, which one has less than 15. And the same thing, the steps that are going down to Kingston. After it's already two separate openings, that each one has less than 15 feet, then we could do one of the other things that we'll discuss soon, and we did not need to have a Kuras HaPesach. So that's the second one. But then there is a third one, which is called Koira. You never saw Koira, to be matter, and I'll tell you why. Because in that helped only in the Gemara's time, not our time. I'll tell you some why. A Koira means that you take a 2x4, and if you have two walls, two high walls, and completely open to the street, you put the koira in top of the two walls, it should go from one wall to the other. It has to be a tefach wide, so it's 2x4, it's just perfect. But that helps only by a movoi and not by a chotzav. A movoi means a dead-end street. A movoi means that this dead-end street should be less than 15 feet wide. I don't think we have today streets that are less than 15 feet wide, even if it's a dead end. Well, we may have a street which is a alley, which is less than 15 feet, but they are usually open on both sides. So again, it doesn't affect that. It helps only by a dead end where you have three walls, only one side is open to the street, and it's less than 15 feet. Yes, certainly we have that. We have driveways to the house. Usually a driveway to the house is less than 15 feet and has three walls. But there it does not help, because we mentioned that that helps only in a movoi, which is a street, a dead-end street, but not in a chotzer, not in a courtyard. What is the difference? So the rule is that a movoi means a dead-end street. A dead-end street, which is a movoi, means as it used to be built in the times of the Gemara and earlier, that usually a city, a village, used to have one main street, which was the Rosh Hashanah. And then on the sides, you had a lot of dead-end streets. Each dead-end street had on both sides of it courtyards. And each courtyard had a few houses. So the rule of a movoi that a koiro helps or a lechi helps is only if it's a dead-end street less than 15 feet wide and has more than one chotzer open to it, and each chotzer has more than one house open to it, which is today very unusual. Yes, but each one has to have a courtyard that has more than one house open to it. It may be that if you would have a driveway with two apartment houses on the side, and each apartment house would be considered as a few houses, so because it has apartments, then it would help a koira or a
two family house.
What?
Two family house
from each side.
From both sides.
From both sides. And could be, it doesn't say Beferet because it says a chotza. Could be a house with two apartments is the same. Could be. But that's only in this case that it has to have, has to be a long street like a driveway and has to have on each side one courtyard which has in it two apartments. Anyways, it could help, but usually we do not rely. So therefore, you know, and given this these driveways usually don't have high walls, you should be able to put a 2x4 on top of it and you shouldn't knock your head into it. So it's very unusual, the style that it used to be many years ago.
What
does
it mean occur in
Tzuras HaPesach? Tzuras HaPesach means that it's a full two beams that are very thin, that they themselves are sticking out of the wall. And then you have on top of them a string. So that's a Tzuras HaPesach. It's a format of a door. But if you just have a koiro is just to make a siman.
Resting on the wall.
Resting on the wall.
Something that goes higher.
Correct.
Than the walls.
Okay. Correct.
If you put two beams in
and then it's, that's what you usually see. Always in when you want to open close a courtyard for sukkahs, you always do this two and the string on top. But to do the koiro or to do a lechi, a lechi means that you have just on one side, you have a thin beam, and that's enough. Helps by a movie. But in the usual way that we're doing now, would not help. Not a lechi and not a koira. So what helps in a chotzer if you don't want to have a Tzuras HaPesach? So there is a way, which is the number 4 and 5, which is a, as you see in 5, it's called a pass. A lechi is only one thin one. A pass is four fochim wide, which is about 35 inches, let's say, a wall. What? 16.
Four
fochim.
Four fochim is 16 inches.
Each tefach
is like 4 inches.
Four, okay.
Oh, yeah.
16. Yeah, I meant centimeters, yes. I'm sorry. Okay, yes. So, that would help. And if the rest would be less than 10 amis, which is less than 15 feet. But this you also don't see, never. Why? Because instead of doing one piece of wall, which is 16 feet, or 16 inches, which is like stopping in the middle, it's much easier and nicer to do a lechi on both sides. A thin lechi on both sides is as sufficient as a pass of four tefachim. So that's what you usually have today by a chotzer. If you have an opening and it is less than 15 feet, you put two lechis on both sides and that's perfect. And what where we see it is in front of 770, that when we built the front and we had to make it proper way, so you'll see that there is a lot of exits of 770 to Eastern Parkway and to Kingston. And you'll see that all the exits, so either side of the exit, which is completely open, there is either bricks that stick out a little bit from both sides. When all the steps that are going down, you'll see there is a build-up there. It should be sticking out like a heifer brick. And by the driveway that goes down to the shul, you'll see there is the rail. There is sticking out of the rail something, sticking out more that makes no sense. It just sticks out more than the wall and comes straight into the floor. It is made only that something should stick out from both sides and then you could carry. One lechi is not enough only by a movi, but two lechis is good even by every chotza. And here we come to the stairs of 770. That's where we had the problem. When we have a rail, we can't build something from both sides. So we have to do something a little bit nice. So then, what we did is that to this rail there is a one piece of steel, a column like a thin one goes from the top, bottom till the top and circling and coming down on the other side. So it comes out that every entrance, every exit has two lechis on both sides. So this is what is the easiest way to do. And people that are coming in there, they don't even realize there is a Tiras HaPesach and it makes a whole commotion, but they think it's just a design. But you'll see that all the rails that are coming down from the stairs to Kingston side and to Eastern Parkway side has in front of it something very like a design, but actually goes from one side of the rail and up, circling down and coming down to the floor. So that's the...
But this Maaseh von der Lechi is only by the further wall. These are the two walls for Zomnish.
That's the number 4 and the number 6.
Lechi, Tiras HaPesach and this Maaseh of Lechi.
Two different
things. Yes.
Why? Two
Lechis have only when it's less than 15 feet. And the Tiras HaPesach helps even when it's more than 50.
It's a bit much better.
Therefore, when we had the stairs, we had two ways to do it. One way to do one big Tiras HaPesach. And that would be... But then, to avoid it, we had to divide it into two with the rail. The rail has to be at least 4 amis long, which is about 6 feet long, because that's the shear to have a movi, and when you have it already such a long wall, it becomes already a movi for itself, so it becomes 2 feet. Each one is less than 15 feet, so therefore you could have a lechi on both sides. And that's what we did in 770. In
but
all
what
the
was that movi, Zuckstar? You come to movi.
Mishki movi. It's main wall. Exit, no, whatever. Nein, der Movi ist, was auf dem Hogan die Wand soll sein, Ceramis. Nein, weil der Schier auch zu machen, als ein Obdrehung, bis er so der Schier von der Movi. Und der Schier von der Movi ist Ceramis.
Was davon Ceramis? Was?
Die Rails, was so teilt, die 10 Amis, von jener 10 Amis, es soll heißen, dass sie reden, aber 10 Amis.
Ist
aber ein Lang.
Lang.
Und es machen also eine kurze Rail, was ist gar nicht getan?
Oh, das sind die Länge 4.
Von was 4? Weil das ist der Schier von der Mobi.
Was ist denn der Mobi?
Weil der ganze Gedder, was teilt ab auf 2, steht in Schoen 0, das hält, bis 6. Es hat die Länge von der Mobi. Das sagt die Gemorre. Und das ist, will sie sehen, wenn ich euch sagen, das ist ein Reißer nach Himmel, das ist die Mensch.
Und der Lechi hat das Schier in der Häufe.
Sei, Lechi has to be thin as thin you want, but it has to start by the floor or not higher than 3 for him, and has to go higher than 10 for him. So that's the only rule. So that's why it's the easiest one. But by Movi it would be enough 1. Now we need 2. If it's less than 10 for him.
That is one for him. That is one for the chesed for 10 for him.
What is this?
That is Moshe.
Weil wir will doch kennen, trocken,
auf
die Treppe. Aber bei Chosse nicht gewandt. Sie geht darauf an die Treppe, heißt es nicht gewandt. Selbst ist es Herr. Herr meint, dass er gewandt. Belassen nach Halloche ist, Mechitzer, an Adresse ist eine Mechitzer. Is was rechter wegen etliche Sachen. Man geht dann in rechter Stimmel, als viele sagst, Gudas, okay, die mir geht dort, wer ist ein Wattel, die selbe Sache ist das. Man kann wegen Gemorres, man kann wegen Haloches, als wir bald der Geister, der wird das nicht gemacht.
Das ist, wenn sie was nicht gewinnt, in Steps, bist du gerecht.
Wir waren sehr interessant. Wir haben uns auch
noch
einmal gebraucht. Ja, aber wir waren sehr interessant. Wir waren sehr interessant. Aber was Brett ist, das gibt es eine
Dresse.
Das
ist ein Dresse.
So, this is the rule for... This is the rule, the 5 ways how we close up the 4th wall on the and for to be able to carry on Shabbos.
Nobody bring Thomas Ido drive vent from Tiras HaPesach. And the first event it's from Alechi. Die zwei Lech ist
mir.
Ja, okay. Wann weißt du, wo steht das?
Steht in der Gedenkstein steht. Weil ein Lech darf sein...
Was ist das? Was meinst du?
Ein Lech darf sein, Peer, Gimmel, Fochim, Fun, Avan. Stellt sich die Scheile, Eberazei, Favos, ist Asuras a Pesach, Kosha. Sie hat doch nicht im Wand, wo sie soll sein. Wenn man es dort, darf das nicht sein. Maar als je een keer naar het leggen, even niet alleen mijn wand helpt. That's for the ways how we do three walls. It should be able to be sufficient. We should be able to carry on Shabbos. But when we have to make it for Sukkot, then Lachi doesn't talk Sukkot. It doesn't mean anything for us. Atzuras HaPesach doesn't mean anything for us. So therefore, when we say that we are, that Ramos says that we are married, we shouldn't rely on three walls, the fourth wall shall not be a Atzuras HaPesach and shall not be a Lech. The only way it should be is either, as he mentioned before, seventh fucking wall, or a door. It could be a blanket hanging down. The thing of a door, even when it's open, is the best ever wall that could be for Shabbos. And obviously, okay. Obviously for Sukkot also, because even in a Shusarab, Mamish of Shusarab, that a Lechi doesn't help, and a Kiri doesn't help, and a Pas doesn't help, and Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. But a door, even when it's open, it helps. So the best thing is when you have a Sukkot of three walls, at least that should be hanging like a door kind, that from the fourth wall, that's the best thing for the fourth wall.
Even made of cloth.
Even made of cloth. But it's, because the whole thing is only lahat chile. But this at least considers more the, as a wall rather than the others that don't help much for us.
A cloth is lahat chile.
The first dry, it's coming to help. But the second dry, the first vacant. So, it's not a lahat chile. It's maybe a zoikich nor a jena zang help. Stay tag is not as
the
helft of
us. The walls that are extra, they can be in the
probably, because it's only Hathilas, I don't know, three walls is Lechol HaDeyes Kosef HaSukkah. It's only the Ramos says that we are Nehek, we should have a fourth wall too. Whatever a fourth wall, it's not always easy to have a 2 feet, 7 tefachim means 2 feet. 2 feet wall in the opening, not always it's easy. So, something there should be, if we want to be Mahada, it's kosher without it. So there's no question.
Ob du stellst, du stellst klar, dass du selbst nicht stellst von der vierte?
Also nicht stellst.
Du stellst befehlst du
das doch stellst von der erste.
Von der erste, von der vierte
Reihe.
Weißt du
da? Ja, wir Leute da mal.
Das
ist ein Fleck. Effekt.
Kann man das doch besser.
Er sagt, ich bin jetzt sein der Ramos.
Das ist wahr, das nicht klar ist.
Sag mal. Na, am Sonntag. Am Sonntag die Frage ist sehr wichtig. Wir reden doch jetzt wegen der Ali. Du sprichst gesagt wegen zwei Lechaim. Was sie machen, das wir sind selbst mit gemacht. Der muss in Ali. Was wir haben da alle in der Back. Da dort zwei Wend. Da dort zwei Wend.
Sie nicht in der End.
So auf dem Wend. Ich darf nicht gemobbt, ich muss gemobbt, da kommt der Dent. Was da kommt der Dent, warum da kommt der Dent? Warum sind nicht da zwei Lech von ihm?
Ali?
Ja, so was heißt.
Der Ali hat das da hat offen.
Wir sind da ist gemacht.
Ist doch offen.
Halt sie gemacht.
Aber sie offen zu.
Ja, ich wollte mich gerne machen, zwei Lech von Dent, zwei Lech von
Dent. Was sie helft nicht, wir haben bald kommen zu.
Oh. Das haben noch gerät wegen dem was.
Nein, ist offen.
Zelf nog bedrijven.
Zelf nog bedrijven. That's in general for the three walls that we started discussing. Okay, we finished the three walls. Now the Gemara says that the Sukkot does not need three walls. 2.5 walls are also good enough for a Sukkot. Obviously, the Ramos says that you have to have four. But Be'ikaradin, it's kosher in 2.5 walls. So let's discuss how these 2.5 walls, there is two ways the 2.5 walls should be. One way is that you just have it like number 3. You have two walls that are connected, and the third wall is just part of it. So the Gemara says, if the third wall is 7 tfachim, which is 2 feet, that's why when we want to do another wall, just it should help as a wall, so we're taking a 4x8, we're cutting it into two, so we have two pieces of 2x8, and 2x8 is the shear of a kosher wall socket. So even if it's a long sukkah, it could be a sukkah that is long 15 feet, and you have two walls, like an L, and then on the sides you have only 2 feet, and 10 feet stay open, and it's kosher. And it's kosher not only to eat between the two walls, even further, till the end. And not only till the top on the left side, but even till the top on the right side if you have their schach. So in that corner, it's open all the sides. But the rule is that if you have two full walls, and the third one is just the 7 tfachim, which is 2 feet, it's enough. This din is only by a sukkah. Yes, there is another way that the Gemara says that even if it's not 7 tfachim, it's 1 tefach, 1.5 tfachim, could make it should be enough. You don't have enough wood. You have only 1.5 tfachim wood. So what do you do? The Gemara says, you put this 1.5 tfachim somewhat less than 3 tfachim by the beginning. So less than 3 tfachim you say logwood. Together with this you have already 4 tfachim. 4 tfachim is a rov of the shear sukkah, which is not enough. But then, to fill it up, you would have to have a tzuras ha-pesach from the end of it till the end of the wall. That's if you are... It's complicated. But the easiest way is to have a 2 feet on the right side, and you are allowed to eat in the whole sukkah, even in the top right side.
In a rafa, we know it's right. If the wind of the blood is hot on the right of the unterste Wand, dann hat das Problem mit dem Schuss.
Sie haben doch nicht das Problem, ich habe mir gedacht, dass Sie fahren. Nein,
aber sag mal, die Blatt auf die ganze Kurse bleibt da. Ja. Aber es ist weit von der Wand, was Sie haben. Von der
unterste Wand, was Sie haben. Wir schaffen mir von Lange nächsten Schier, die Dinge von Sprach. Wir lernen, wie weit ist das nicht sein von der Wand. Jetzt reden wir, als wir fragen, was wir tun. Doch,
das ist noch nicht. Aber wie weit hält sich mehr nicht den Wand
von der Kugel? Aber wir wissen, wie weit das ist. Das reden wir
schon mal.
Gut, ist ja.
Wir werden die Wand auf der Kugel,
was
jetzt
noch nicht. Aber es sagt, es muss doch sein. Es ist eine starke Wand im Ganzen. Wieso kann
man sein? Mach, du bist aber durch einer Wand. Wir bauen die Wand, die 2,5 Wand.
Das ist die Schachstelle.
Da ja, Bim, zum Schaffen kurz, zum Schaffen von A.
Aber unter dem,
A Bim,
ich weiß das, aber
A Fila sind nicht dort auf dem Schach.
Das Schach hat nicht nur und
zum Wand.
Zu die Wand, aber auf Wand sind uns die Wand und zu die Wand und zu die Wand. Hotter 3 Wand ist genug.
Das ist
der Chiddush. That helps only, obviously, that's a special deal. That is a rule only for sukkah. It does not help for carrying on Shabbos. And when you have such a case in Shabbos, you are allowed to carry if you have two lechis only by till the end of the short wall, not till the end of the long wall. And the same thing by a koiro. Even more than that, if you put a koiro on a slant from the end of the right wall, the short wall, to the end of the left wall, which is the longer wall. So you could think, here you have a shorter, here you have a longer, so it's a slant, so it fills up. It does not help at all this koiro. A koiro has to stay straight, and straight only by the short one. So there is no way that you should be able to carry not only on the top right side, even on the top left side you're not allowed to carry.
Only Tzuras HaPesach.
Only Tzuras HaPesach could be on a slant. A Tzuras HaPesach could be from the end of the short one to the end of the long one.
But
if
it doesn't happen, it doesn't
happen. No. Tzuras HaPesach is besaßes gut zu misal.
No, aber er sollte sie nur
abbiegen. Nee, da sagt man,
da oben drin die Straße. Da müssen sie, die da Mut stehen,
da haben die Dämme. Aber da gab es so kein Hauptsatz, die haben das besser. Der Rabbi Shabbos
helft.
Ich sag doch, dass er so schwer haben, wenn sie genug abzuhören. Ja, ich sag doch, dass er sein, Then there is a second way of having 2.5 walls, which is number 4. Which is the same thing. You could do it the two ways. One is that you should have the short one, which is in between, should have 7 tefachim, which is 2 feet. And then you could eat in the whole sukkah, if it's forward tefach. But by Shabbos, you also are not allowed to carry. But now it's different between number 4 and number 3. They're not the same rule. Why not? Because in number 3, even with the Raisa, it's only, you're allowed to carry only till the short one. In the number 4, with the Raisa, you're allowed to carry in the whole place. With the Raisa, 2 straight walls and the beginning of a third wall, with the Raisa, you're allowed to carry that. If it has less, the opening is less than 10 amos. So it's a difference between the Raisa. And with Rabbanu there is also a difference. Here in the number 4, a lechi will not help. Not even 2 lechis. Not even 4 lechis. You'll have 2 lechis there, 2 lechis here. We discussed the lechis. 2 lechis help even by Achotza. Like we do in 770. But by 770 it helps because there are 3 full walls. It's only the fourth wall that you have the 2 lechis. But here you want to have it on both sides, and it does not help. So what do you have to do in order to be able to carry in such a case for Shabbos? With, or any open alley that is open to both sides to the street, and you want to be able to carry in the alley, it's not enough if you have 2 lechis on each side, because 2 lechis help only in a movi she'ein mefulash, in a dead alley. So then, at least one of them, you must have a tzuras ha'pesach. And then, the second side, you could have the 2 lechis. But it's also not simple. It's still complicated. Because there is a difference between an alley, I mentioned the alley. By an alley, you need in one side the Tzuras HaPesach. In the second side, you need a 2 lechis. How's about a yard, chotzer, that is open to both sides, then helps 2 lechis on each side. The rule that it does not help is only by a movi on the foolish. But not by a chotzer on the foolish. And the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch explain what's the difference between them. So it's just at least complicated, and to do just 2 lechis on both sides, it usually helps only when you have 3 full walls. Tzuras HaPesach helps you. Yes. And therefore, it says that Tzuras HaPesach, when you have a street that goes with a curve. 2 Tzuras HaPesach in the end of the end, the beginning of the end doesn't help. You need another Tzuras HaPesach by the curve. These are rules. Why? Because when you stand in one side, it looks open to the end and you don't see the other Tzuras HaPesach. You must see the other Tzuras HaPesach also. So whenever there is a kill, there is another Tzuras HaPesach needed. So it's complicated to have a movim foolish, but you have to know how to make it proper. It should be, if you be able to carry in a movim foolish.
You need to take on both sides, even though the short wall is Emet Merubah
Laporos? Rather, Emet Merubah Laporos is not worse than Tzuras HaPesach. So Just like Sfiras HaPesach helps in one side, and then you could have two lechis on the other side. Probably when you have this Eved Merubah Leporos on one side, you could have the two lechis on the other side. It does not say the Feiras Shulchan Aruch, but Lichaira, that's how it should be. But here we come to one more case that there is a difference between Sukkah and Shabbos. That for Sukkah it could be perfect, but for Shabbos you're not allowed to carry there. And that is number 5. What's wrong with number 5? It's 4 full walls. Almost. Only a passage to go out. So, and the passage to go out is less than 15 feet. And we discussed that you could have less than 15 feet. Obviously, that the right wall and the top wall are aimed merubah leporos. So, what's wrong with this, that you have only one passage out? So, the answer is, the rule is that since a Pesach usually you do in the middle of a wall, you don't do it on a corner. What means a corner? That it eats up from both walls. It's an aslant. That is not considered a Pesach Legabe Shabbos. And therefore, it's porch to the Rosh Hashanah and not allowed to carry. It's not called a Pesach.
Even less than 10.
Even less than 10. Even more than 4.
For what?
For Tfohim.
If you make for it like a curtain?
A curtain, I don't know what curtain, if a curtain would help. Could be wool, could be wool not. But to tell you what would not help, I would tell you, that till now we spoke about the courtyard that doesn't have a roof. Here, even if it's a house, that it has an opening in a corner, and the house has a roof. And when you have a roof, we mentioned before that there is a klalas, Tikro here in the season. It's like a door. But since a door is not made in a corner, it does not help Eimed Merubah Leporos, and it does not help Tikro here in the season. And you're not allowed to carry there on Shabbos. Isn't it something strange that no one could say that? I would say so. I could understand that. It is not something that everyone could understand. But it's the rules. So you have to really understand the rules in order to know how to make an angle.
And if you put a door in an angle?
A door in an angle is no problem. But we're speaking about the opening, not about the door.
So if you cover it with a...
It's like a porch. Porch kind, that you have the exit, or a front yard that has walls, but the exit of it is on a slant that eats up part of this wall and part of that wall. If it is eats up only one wall, like we will see in number 6, then there is no problem, even if it's on a corner. Who cares? But if it eats up from two walls, then it does not help for Shabbos.
Not in a corner.
On a corner is also 6. So I didn't know how to describe this corner rather than this corner.
On a slant, you find it as a wall.
But no. I just mean to say, I was very specifically by saying that it eats up two walls, part of two walls. The lesson of the Alter Rebbe, as you see brought in 4 in the bottom, that... Five. That's the lesson of the Alter Rebbe. That's the rule of a Pesach by a corner that it does not supply. But there is no problem with it for Sukkah, because even in number 3, it's kosher. In number 3, not only the passages on the side, it's up a whole wall and also on the side wall. It doesn't bother me. Yes. So here we have the rules of Shabbos, that Sukkah has a different kulas, that is kosher for Sukkah, but it's not kosher for...
Wait a minute, this is different, but it's good. For both Badrai,
А до махта цура са песа по нем кленим с дем грейсен, но се ги дойте си гуд. Филе балас, но здесь ги стане. Все трудо.
А ви зак да изехат гуд.
Не, ва, ва. И фава дом до ниш махат цура са песа балас.
А ви зак да изехат
гуд. Но, и фаев? О, цура са песа без гуд. А, окей.
Да гейт ги дава дом на елфу на цура са песа.
Was
Pitti kreieren, das heißt ihm helft nicht. Und wenige bezahlen Pfarrer, das ist der Name selbst nicht.
Und wenige bezahlen Namen selbst nicht.
Wenige bezahlen Namen
selbst nicht. Wo ist mit
der Heim? Helft dir nicht, weil du hast noch das, da viele, eben mit dem Brut, wo er will ein Pfarrer selbst nicht, kannst du gehen, da viele noch ein bisschen. Du hast noch weder Sven, sondern die ganze Welt. Wat is er nog? Wat is er helft nog?
Dat
is een helft nog. Ja. Dat is een helft nog. Ja. Dat is een helft nog. Ja. Dat is een helft nog. Ja. Dat is een helft nog. Ja. Dat is een helft nog. Ja. Dat
is een helft nog. Ja. Dat is een helft
nog. Ja. Dat is een helft nog. Ja. Dat
is
een helft nog. Ja. Dat is een helft
nog. Ja. Dat is een helft
nog. Ja. Dat is een helft nog. Ja. Dat is Even if the roof still stays on the corner, it's good. Because then you have one wall to care the same this direction and one to this direction, and it helps. But if it broke also on a, I don't know how to say it if it's not a slant, but if it broke on a slant, then it does not help because the tear and the slant does not help. But now, after we finished all the schools for Sukkah, and we explained why by for caring it doesn't help, we'll see two opposite ways, that it helps for Shabbos and not for Sukkah. And who could tell me that he would understand himself that number six is not good? Number six is four walls for Sukkah. Four full walls. And it only, and the entrances to the house are on the side. They're not on a chelat mishneit sederel. It just eats up one direction. And obviously people would build the sukkah like that, if they want to build a sukkah in front of a shul that you should be able to go out and in from all the sides, it, there's no problem. But it's not kosher, even not with the Eved. And there is no machlekes in that. Everyone agrees that it's not kosher. And the reason for it is that a sukkah has a rule, just like we said, that it's enough 2.5 walls, it has a rule that two of the walls are supposed to be attached.
The sukkah is in the front, I used to park it.
That was the problem, that it was not attached. And both, and all four corners was not attached. And there is no, nothing that
fixes it.
The fixes it, the only problem. No, last year was already fixed. But there was, yes, we put all corners. We filled up a 2x8 in each corner. So when you have a 2x8, it's a corner, it's attached. But till that, people didn't think we have a whole wall. The front wall to some pathway is a full wall. But it's just an entrance there and an entrance here. And it's a possible sukkah. There's no two ways about it.
What so, this is not a
Shabbos. Shabbos is no problem.
Yeah,
I'm saying, I'm corner. It's not a corner. It's not a corner. It's not a corner. Number 5 is a chalas Dodel. But number 6, is jeder Ausgang is not in any direction. There's no problem for Shabbos. But there is a rule for Sukkah that two walls are supposed to touch. And therefore, it is not. No, two of the Pesach helft nicht. The fact, in number 4, is also L that the bottom was. This is number 7 for the 6. Als ik gloor als zo als de pensa helpt is van mijn voorzoeken. Ze helpt nog dat ze als ik kosher. Op een machtelijk gewerkt.
Ik heb dat
is een passe satir hier. Atir is goed.
Dat je natuurlijk is dat niet. Twee wanden zijn de groepen. Twee wend, daar zijn de groepen. Niet een tier, misschien doen we een schilder. Twee wend, maar zijn de groepen.
zelf niet. Daar zijn twee wenden moeten zijn groepen. Ongoedast is ongoedast. Zelf is ongoedast.
Waarom
dan met die ongoedast? Maar Lovewood is dat veel uit de ganze wend noord van Lovewood is echt kassig. Dat is gewoon niet om. Punt bij Avant. Lovewood heeft zijn punt bij zijn vrienden. Niet haar genomen naar Avant, haar hoofd genomen naar Avant. Lovewood heeft zijn punt bij zijn vrienden.
Ja.